Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about an aspect of the nature and effect of money. And this comes from concepts in the book Validation, Sabotage, and Freedom, which is all about the nature and effect of money on the individual, on relationships, and on the world at large. So this concept comes from the effect of money on the world at large. So we're going to be talking about how governments encourage you to do things and the ripple effect of that. They have three ways to do that. They have loans, grants, and tax breaks. And this is how they encourage the individual. And so the effect of that on your behavior can actually be more than you might expect. So let's get into it. So many governments have programs that offer low interest or no interest loans or grants for certain types of individuals and or certain types of business activities. So for example, if you as an individual meet certain demographic criteria, you might be eligible for a low interest business loan. If you're a veteran in the United States, you may be eligible for special mortgage options. If your business makes the right kind of products or offers the right kind of services, you might be eligible for a grant. Grants are lovely because you don't have to pay them back, so that's very nice. And this is the government's way of encouraging specific individuals to start specific types of businesses or to buy property. Tax breaks are an effective incentive as well. If you get a tax break for installing more efficient windows in your home, you might just do it. That might be that little thing that kind of pushes you over the edge to do it. If your business gets a tax break for its marketing efforts, you are more likely to market more often. There are tax breaks for all kinds of things. And once you know what they are, you can't really help but be drawn to alter your behavior in favor of those things that will give you a tax break and away from those things that will not give you a tax break. And likewise, if you don't get a tax break for some activity, like meals and entertainment, was just in the last few years removed to, as I understand it, I am not a tax advisor, go talk to your CPA, but was, as I understand it, removed from the category of things you could write off on your business taxes. And so what's that gonna do? You're gonna be less likely to go out for entertaining clients at dinners because of that, right? You would find other ways. That is how governments encourage behavior. So how much of an effect does it really actually have on you? More than you think. So if you could get a loan at a lower interest rate or a higher amount, right, for a piece of property, you're much more likely to go own the property instead of rent the property. Owning the property, I was about to say owning property builds wealth. Does it? It depends on the property. I am not a financial advisor, but in my own experience, it really, really, really depends on the property. If it's a property that gains significant value during the time that you own it, or it's a property that you can monetize in some way or another by running a business out of it, or Airbnb and VRBO and these kinds of things, then yes, owning can build wealth. Sometimes not, though. I've certainly owned properties that I came out on the negative on, and that sucks. So you have to kind of analyze your own lifestyle for whether renting or owning is the right answer for you, and talk to your financial advisors about that. But it does, it alters your behavior. And your behavior is going to alter what your life becomes, right? So your government ultimately can use things that seem pretty innocuous, like low interest loans or grants, tax breaks, to alter your life, to alter the very landscape of the social fabric. And this is too specifically from the side of encouraging behavior, and we'll talk about discouraging behavior in a different podcast, but this is to encourage your behavior, right? To make you want to do something. So, you know, if there are more grants for specific types of businesses, that might be the thing that pushes you over the line to actually start that type of business. Or if there's a tax break, right? Let's say that you already have a business, and the meals and entertainment one was huge when that one was taken away. And it was taken away at a time when the restaurant industry was already kind of hurting. And so what happens is when they say, okay, well, you can no longer take a tax write-off when you take clients out to dinner and have business discussions at dinner. You can do it. It's just you can't write it off your taxes anymore. You don't get a tax break for that anymore. You used to be able to write all that off. It was great. So when that went away, you were going to find other ways to have meetings with your clients. It may not be dinner. It might be a coffee. Or it might be a meeting at your location or their location. Maybe you have food brought in from the deli. But what you weren't doing is going out with clients to the nicer or even mid-range restaurants. Everybody just kind of wholesale stopped doing it, and everybody understood why, so nobody complained, and everybody just did it. Now think about the segment of revenue then lost from restaurants just based on business dinners, business breakfasts, business lunches, business meetings, catering. That also meant that business activities like, I don't know, we're gonna go buy out the amusement park for team building. Yeah, that didn't count anymore either. So you created this separation between the business world and the dining and entertainment world when they did that. It seemed so simple, didn't it? But look at the effect that that had. Those two worlds got completely separated. Now, you could still write off business travel, materials and supplies, and other things like that. So what happened is the kind of budgets that used to go into meeting people, potential clients out at restaurants, now we're being shifted into more materials and supplies. Well, let's just stock up on materials and supplies, or let's do more traditional style marketing, or even other types of guerrilla style marketing. And it shifted where the money went. And I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it's big money. It may not be much for each individual business, but when you add it up over an entire country, it's quite a lot of money that got shifted from going into restaurants to instead going into maybe it was materials and supplies, or maybe it was online advertising, or maybe it was just stacking cash. So the effect that it has in the aggregate across the entire country is significant. And you don't even think about how it's shaping how society works. But look around. Go to a restaurant during lunchtime. You used to see business meetings happening everywhere. Two people, three people, large groups, whatever. Do you see that anymore? No, you don't. And the restaurants notice, I guarantee. So that's going to have a ripple effect. And the restaurants have to then say, okay, well, we may used to have catered to, literally and figuratively, catered to the business crowd at lunch, and now we need to shift that and start drawing in individuals, individual professionals, and maybe couples or something. So then that's going to go shift how the restaurants do their marketing. And then that's going to shift where that industry goes. So every little thing has this ripple effect out from it. But this is not, I want to say that governments are not naive of the effect. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not. But the effect is there nonetheless, whether they understand it or not. So the trick is, the importance is for you to understand it. So how are these movements by your government, in terms of what do you get tax breaks for, what do you get grants and low-cost loans for, how have you personally altered your choices, your behavior, your buying patterns, whether for yourself or for your business, based on that? This is the key. This is your homework. Ask yourself how you personally have altered how you operate your business or how you run your household based on tax issues and things like low interest loans and grants. Interesting. And that's just the government encouraging you to head in one direction. Did they encourage you in this direction and you went? And was that direction right for you? Maybe it was. Maybe it was a good opportunity. Or was that direction not a direction you really wanted, planned to go, or wanted to go, or intended to go, but you went? It's important to understand who's shaping our behavior and whether or not that influence is positive or negative, and act accordingly. So take a look at that. And we'll be back to talk more about this other side of this coin and how governments discourage your behavior. And there's going to be a similar homework there. So thanks for joining me this time. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.